fresh airs of the sea made the atmosphere a dreamy and enchanting one. And so, with the watch aloft setting all the sails, and with the screw below revolving at a mighty rate, and occasionally giving the ship an angry shake for resisting, I fell into my idlest ways and lost myself. As, for instance, whether it was I lying there or some other entity even more mysterious was a matter I was far too lazy to look into. What did it signify to me if it were I, or to the more mysterious entity if it were he? Equally as to the remembrances that drowsily floated by me or by him. Why ask when or where the things happened? Was it not enough that they befell at some time, somewhere? There was that assisting at the church service on board another steamship one Sunday in a stiff breeze, perhaps on the passage out. No matter. Pleasant to hear the ship's bells go as like church bells as they could. Pleasant to see the watch off duty, mustered and come in, best hats, best Guernseys, washed hands and faces, smoothed heads. But